Today's daf is daf chet, Masechet Brachot. We got up to the two dots on the bottom of Omid Beit. The two dots, that's five lines from the bottom. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan and Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we're continuing with the Ma'amorim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as quoted by Rabbi Yochanan. Gidola Shimusha Shel Torah Yoter Milimuda. Shenemar po Elisha ben Shafat, asher yatzak mayim al yedei Eliyon. We're asking, is there not a Novi in this area? But they said, oh, there's a Novi. His name is Elisha, and his maila is that he poured water over the hands of Eliyon. Now, if they're looking for his darga, they should have spoken about the fact that he was a Talmud of Eliyon. Why didn't they say Lamad? So Lamad lo ne'emar, lo yatzak, malamik shegedola shimusha yoter milimuda. From here we see that the shimush of a rav is greater than the limud from the rav. And that's actually why we find that all over the Gemara calls Asik in understanding Torah shimush. We'll see later on in the Masechta, actually, with somebody who has read Chumash and Mishnah, but has not been Mishamish Tamir Chachomim, so it's called an Amoritz. Over there, the Shimush Tamir Chachomim is Rashi's Masbir, actually means the learning how to think about something. So here we hear that the Gemara seems to be referring to actual Shimush. Apparently, the two are equal. So after now having defined the value of a mokum tefillah that's miyuchad, what is the reason, comes the Gemara now, what is the reason, he asks Rav Nachman, that you didn't show up to the Beit HaKnesset to daven? Listen, I'm an old man, I wasn't feeling good, and I didn't have enough keach to come. So you should have called 10 people to the house. You could have had a minyan in your home. It's very difficult to get together 10 people like that. So you should have at least had somebody in the shul. You should have asked the shliach tzibur to send a messenger. At the time that they get up to Shemoneh Esrei, they should know. You should know about it. You could daven with them in your house. Amalei, my kulei, hi. What's going on, man? What's bothering you? Amalei, I'll tell you. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. There's another mimer, also by Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. My dichtiv, va'ani tefilati lecha Hashem eit ratzon. Now, how is it that we say there's an eight ratzon? So how exactly is one mechaven a tefillah to an eight ratzon? What is an eight ratzon? Imatai eight ratzon b'sha'ash ha'tzibur mitzpalalim. So even though we're talking about a yochid, v'ani tefillati, my personal tefillah, the personal tefillah was mechuvan at a time that is an eight ratzon, which is defined by the tzibur's tefillah. So even though you weren't in the Beit HaKnesset and were unable to have your own minyan, you still could have had the value of the eight ratzon of the tefillah b'tzibur, because that defines the time, not the place. Till now, we were only talking about a mokum tefillah. You'll notice that from two dapim ago, the concept was a place for tefillah. We didn't think about the nature of specific a time that would be more an eight ratzon, not only a place that's an eight ratzon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar Miyacha, Ko Amar Hashem, the eight ratzon initich. So we see that there's the concept aniticha, there's a concept of a special time of eight ratzon in which you will be answered, your tefillahs will be answered. And what is that eight ratzon? When you daven with a sha'atzibu mitzpalot. Rabbaka b'Rabbi Chanina omer mihacha, hein el kabir v'lo yim'as. When God is with the many, he will not be mo'es et tefillah. So here we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be poda my soul, nafshi, ki b'rabim ayu imadi. The rabim were together with me. There's a different perushim over here as to whether this is a continuing raya that we're talking about the zman, or is this an actual, this discusses now the actual tefillah b'tzibur itself. B'rabim ayu imadi, the rabim were with me, not only b'sha'ashi itpalalti, but that I was actually praying together with them. Tanin amiyachi, Rabbi Natan Amar Minayin She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'es B'Tfilatan She'Rabim. And Mashmur, we're talking about the actual tefillah of the Rabbim, not B'Sha'at HaRabim. She'nemar Hein El Kabir V'lo Yimah Sochtiv P'dei B'Shalom Ben Nafshi Mikravli. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'osek. Now the Girsa ought to be here that we bring again my P'dei B'Shalom Nafshi Mikravli. Because the nature of P'dei B'Shalom is not, doesn't sound like it's saying P'dei L'Shalom. It was B'Poda, my soul, to peace. But rather, to be P'Poda in the context of peace. What is it referring to? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaOseg BaTorah, UBeGemilut Chasadim. Torah, we know, is called peace. That's always we talk about Kol HaTivoteh Shalom. The paths of the Torah are Shalom, and therefore P'dei B'Shalom, thank you. P'dei B'Shalom would refer to someone who's being mispalel, who also is Esek B'Teira, Gemilut Chasadim is by definition Shalom. Shalom, in the broadest sense of Shalom, means the overall structure of a functioning society and a good world. So Gemilut Chasadim is always to make the world a decent place. Now, L'chor, over here we're talking about the part about Kibur Rabim Hayu Imadi. The fact that we put it together with Shalom opens up a new element in the Gemara now. Until now we've been talking about, you notice we went from the personal Emuna, Kriyat Shema, Zman Kriyat Shema, to Tvila, which was an extension of the personal. When we got to Mokum of Tvila, Beit HaKnesset, even there it was personal. Because it was Begeder Kolakovia Makom LeTefillah, so it was the personal Tefillah, which ran from Avram Avinu, which had nothing to do with the din of Tefillah B'Tzibur. We then moved on to the context of Tefillah B'Tzibur in terms of a time, so that the Tzibur provides a context of time in the way that a Beit HaKnesset provides a context in space. The Gemara is now introducing something that we're going to be seeing for a while, which is that it has something to do with Shalom. In other words, there is a social element in tefillah, so that the interrelationship of people, b'sha'at tefillah, is part of the actual tefillah. That's simply the provision of a place for tefillah. And that we see from the fact that the Torah is put together, b'day b'shalom, so that there's a concept of relationship of esek b'teira, gemilas chasad, and all things that provide for a better world together with tefillah. And that accounts for the next rasha. But let's first finish this one. So kol ha'osek b'torah gemilat chasad im mitzpalel lematzibur p'dei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying kilu about himself, p'dei b'shalom ma'aleh ani alav kilu p'da'ani li levanai mibeinu mota olam. Since the Shechina is also in Golos with us, so a person who contributes to the world, which is roi v'ashrosa Shechina b'mekomo, is as if he took me out of Golos and my people. Omer Shlokish Kol Mish Yeshlo Beit HaKnesset Biiro Veino Nichnasham Litpalel Nikra Shachin Ra. So again, this is an indication that Shechinut, community, is part of the concept of Beit HaKnesset. So someone who has a Beit HaKnesset in his town and doesn't go into Davin is by definition called a Shachin Ra, which we know from Pirkei Avot as one of the fundamental Midot Ra'ot. Shema Kol Amar Shema Kol Shechinai Haraim Hanogeim b'nachala shinchalti et ami et Yisrael. Marsha understands the relationship to Nachala here. This is a famous, I mean, it's used many, many, many ways. Actually, people in Chutz La'aretz use it for why they don't make Aliyah. I don't know if you ever heard this one. But that if you're Isaac in Mokom of Tvila or Limud, so it has a din of Nachala, because it says over here Nachalati. I have a din of Nachla because Atidim Batei Knesiyot Batei Midrashot Shebe Bavel to be Kavu in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're there, you're already halfway in Eretz Yisrael. But you can actually make Aliyah. Just wait long enough, they'll fly over. But I mean, it's obviously in Yonim of Kedusha that is seen as being Shayech to the Nachlas Hashem. So if somebody who's Nogay in the Nachla, in other words, he damages my Nachla by not showing up to the Beit HaKnesset, is considered to be here the Shachin Hara'ah, and not only that, v'lo'od el shegorim galut lo'olav anavis mida g'degen mida. In other words, in being pogea against my Nachala, He causes himself to be a Yotzei LeGalut. He doesn't have a place for himself. Shenemar hineni no tisham mi'alad matam v'et beit Yehuda atush bitocha. Amlu lo l'Rabbi Yochanan, ika sabi b'bovo, they're once talking to Rabbi Yochanan, and mentioned that they have people of advanced age in Bava. Couldn't believe it. Tamava amar Bava, how could there be people that live to a ripe old age? It says, "L'mani yibuyim echem v'mevin echem al ha'adama." That's for only in Eretz Yisrael. Avu b'chutz l'aretz lo. People couldn't live to an old age in chutz l'aretz, could they? So then they said, well, you know, these are the kind of people that are mekadmi u'machashkel of eknishta. They come early and they stay late in the Beit HaKnesset. Oh, now I understand. Hainu de'ahani luhu. That is probably why they have a ripe old age. And that's Kiri Yomer of Yoshim and Leili Levane. Kadimu v'chashichu v'aylu l'v'eknishu. Wake up early, go to sleep late, and start your day and end your day with the Beit HaKnesset. Ki hecha de turchu chaye, in order that your lives should be lengthened. Omer b'achab Rebbe Chanina, my crow, where do we see a remez to this in the Psukim? Because it says, Ashrei Adam shomeali, lishkod al daltotai yom yom. So yom yom implies very early. Because when you mention, like we say, baboker, baboker. That's lahakdim, baboker, baboker, just the boker. Lishmor mizuzot tachai. So that means that there's also a shemor. What does a shemor do? A shemor stays on, everybody else goes home. So he's staying and he's doing shmirah. So that means that the pasuk is telling me that someone should do that, and the pasuk that follows says, ki motzai matzah chayim. So apparently this is a way to find life. L'maisa, if we're correct in taking the Marsha's approach about nachala in the Gemara before, b'nachala she'in chauti, so then this mimer of Rabbi Yochanan continues that. Because what's your question? How could there be arichus yomim in chutz l'aretz? But if we're saying that this is nachala, so then you're not in chutz l'aretz. So somebody who's in a Beit HaKnesset is essentially in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Reb Chista, le'olam yikanes adam shnei p'tachim b'Beit HaKnesset. A person should always go in two doors into the Beit HaKnesset. Ah, come on. Shnei p'tachim sarkatai. What's supposed to be? If you only have one door and you have to bedafka open up two doors. It's interesting, by the way, there are those who learn that based on the pashtas of the sugi, you should always build a Batei Knesset with two doors that open like over there. Because the reason is because the Heichal opens up with two doors, all the Psochen in the Beis Hamikdash. Not that that's the meaning of the Sugya, but you know, what's interesting that we darshan it from Ptachai. It says, it's Dafka, the Mizuzot of Ptachai. Ptachai is that there are two doors.
It means two doors.
Yeah, although we're darshan that, the Drosha is that as well. Because what it means is, Shnei Ptachai Psalkataitach, could it mean two doors? Ela'ema Shi'ur Shnei Ptachim, go in the distance that two doors would take, so that you're not standing by the door. Two reasons for this. There's Frat Lalok and Lamaisa. Depending on how you learn, there's differences in what the halacha is mechayev. So one pshat is that it shouldn't look like you're anxious to get out. Here's how Rashi learns. Standing right next to the door, you know the kind of people stand right to the door. They want to get out, you know, before we finish Oseh Shalom Imraim. You answer the final Yesh Ben Rabba, you're out of there, you know. So that's one reason. And the other reason is, if you stand close to the door, you're liable to be distracted by what's going on outside. So Mamela, in terms of your Kavona Litzvila, Hazot, now notice that it says over here, Motzai Matzah Chayim. We already now begin the concept of Matzah here. There's something about finding answers. So when one is Mitpalel, he should be Mitpalel Le'et Mitzo, when something will come around that's needed. When you find a need, not something, that is normally we look at Tefillah, something that's in front of you right now. But late mitzvah, it means always keep in mind when it's going to be necessary. What is that referring to? So Omer Rebbe Chanina, that's referring to a woman. Late mitzvah zo isha. Shenema matzah isha, matzah tov. So a person should always keep in mind the need for a relationship with an Isha Teva. B'ma'arav and in Eretz Yisrael, ki nasi v'nishitata. When somebody would go to get married, Amri lehachis, they would ask the chasam, so tell me, what kind of wedding is this? Is this a matzah wedding or a motzei wedding? It's a matzah wedding, it says matzah isha, matzah tov, yafek ratzon me Hashem. But if it's a motzei wedding, it says motzei ani mar mi marvet at aisha, you know? So this could be bitter as hell, or it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Rabbi Natan Omer le'et mitzor refers to Torah. A person always has to be mispalel that he should come to discover the things that he needs in Torah when it's necessary. Shemar ki motzai matzachayim. Those who find me have found life. Finding me is learning my Torah. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer le'et mitzor zumita. A person should always pray for an easy death. Shemar lemavet totzaot. Totzaot is a lashon of mitzia. There's 903 ways to die. If you add up the gematria of totzaot, it comes up to 903. So clearly, mavet has many implications. The most painful and unhappy death is through askra, which is like diphtheria, basically choking to death on your own juices. Mecha shebekulon, the easiest death is mitat neshika. Askra damya kechizra begavava de imra de leachore nashra. What askra is like tearing the soul out of the body, the way you try to get a burr out of the side of the wool in a lamb. You know, you can pull, but it's going to pull out a lot of wool with it. You're ripping it out, basically. V'ikre yamre, others say the example would be piturei bepiveshet. There were places where there were nohig, as you know, to build ships using hemp instead of nails, as nails are always can always rot away, and the hemp would swell in the water, and the more it swelled, the more it would hold the tighter it would get. So you try to pull out that rope from the hole that's in it. That's like askira. Neshika dani kamishka benita bichalva. Whereas a mitat neshika is like taking out a thread from a cup of milk. So it just basically slides right out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar le'et mitzor refers to kfura. A person should always pray that he should be zochet to kfura. Omre b'chinyan amai kro, where do we see mitzor or mitzia in terms of kever? It says, hasmechim elegil yasisu ki imsu kever. The people who think in their whole arrogant lives about nothing but their cocktail parties and so on can end up in a situation where the happiest thing in the world is that they know at least they'll have somebody that'll bury them. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Einad Amri Inchi, that's the popular saying. Liboy Inchi Rakmi Afilo Adzibula Bat Raita Shalma. A person should always be praying for the last spade of dirt that'll be thrown over his grave. Even that requires shalom, because there's always something to come in the way. Notice that the Shalma is continuing the Pidei B'Shalom Nafshi. Now, we see the Be'et Mitzor also as a concept of a world that functions the way it has to. Mar Zutrama Le'et Mitzor refers, obviously, what is it that you need suddenly when you're never planning it? A bathroom. So what it means is you should always pray to have a bathroom handy when it's necessary. And that you should be living in a place where it's easy to get to a bathroom. What else could it mean? Amrit Mamarava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure the best pshat from all of these pshat. And not about Zutra Adifa Mikulu. Because that's experientially real pshat. You don't even need a pasuk to prove that one. Although obviously excrement is called totsaot. So it's Amalei Ravel Rafram Bar Papa. A layman on Marmi Hani Mila Malyata Da Marta Mishmeta Ruchista Bemila Beknishta. Could you do us a favor? You used to tell over so many nice verter about a Beit Knesset from Ruchista, and we don't remember him. Tell him over again. Amalei, well, I'll tell you. Hachi Om Ruchista. May Dechtiv Ohei Vashem Shareitz Yon Mikol Mishkanot Yaakov. What does it mean? I mean, the Mishkanot Yaakov Luchar the Beit Knesset. And yet it says, Ohev Hashem et Sharei Tzion, more than Mishkanot Yaakov. This means, Ohev Hashem Sharim, HaMetzuyanim B'Halacha, Even though there's plenty of places where people come to daven, and where people come to learn, and they'll learn mikra, they'll learn mishnah, they'll have a drasha now and then, but they don't learn how to learn in a way that they have a hurrah that's yotzei from it. So there's no sharim hametzinim ba'alocha. Those places are not as valuable to daven in as a place where people are eisek to be able to be meira halacha lemaisa out of their learning. And that's Haina Damar Rav Chiya Bar Ami, Mishmei De'ula, Miyom Shecharat Beit HaMikdash, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Ala Arba Armot Shel Halacha Bilvad. If you're looking for Hashra'at HaShchinah, it's not going to be the primarily in a place where people gather together to daven, or even where they gather together to learn Torah. It's going to be in a place where that learning is Mechuvan Lohra'ah. Which is very strange, everybody asks. I mean, they asked Rav Chista to say some nice things about the Beit HaKnesset. Mm-hmm. So the first thing he says is, well, no, so there's all kinds of unacceptable terutzim. You know, like, since he's telling you that Shaarei Tzion are even more concept, but there you see the value of the Beit HaKnesset. But stuff like that. I mean, I think it's a davar pashut. They would tell us all this some good things about the Beit HaKnesset. Don't get so excited about the Beit HaKnesset. You want to hear what Rav Chista said? Better you should sit and learn, and you should understand how to do that law, will you? Yeah, that's the only thing you have to ask me about. This is Beit HaKnesset. I guarantee you that would be the literature response anytime. That's what, tell us some Milo Beit HaKnesset. Well, Beit HaKnesset.
So it's not suggesting to daven in a place.
It is. It is. As we'll see in a moment. The Omer
Abaye. Didn't we have that before?
Yeah. Yeah, we're saying it's certainly valuable. We're just saying it's not as valuable.
So why is he coming back now?
Well, first of all, not everybody has, and not everybody is basic in Mokka Mitzion Ba'aloch, right? Shari Mitzioni Ba'aloch. Abaya, somebody else. Abaya says, indeed, Mirei Shavagaris Debego Beta. I used to learn at home, Umatzlina Bebe Knishna, then I would go to Beta Knesset to daven. But when I heard, when Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishrei Dula said, Miyom Shechora Beit HaMikdash, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Ala Arba Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. So what do I go to Beit HaKnesset for? To go away from the Shechina? I should stay home and daven at home? So Lo Ave Mitzion Elecha De Garisna. Then I stopped going to Beit HaKnesset, and I only daven in the place where I learned. It's interesting, now, the same Sugya in Megillah, there it says the opposite. I stopped learning at home and started learning Beit HaKnesset. It's rather different in how to understand the halacha. Yeah? Oh, that's a machlokas. The Rambam says that he had a minyan. Vahusha bespawal betzibur, he brings this. But others learn that it's odif to be bespawal in the mokam misharim ha-metzioni ba'alok. It's odif than feel betzibur. In other words, there's a number of different inyanim that we're talking about here. We're talking about Pitei B'Shalom Nafshik Perabim HaYuimadi, is it didn't feel a B'tzibur. And then we have a separate inyan in Le'is Ratzon Niniticha, which is a din in the Shas, Shat Tzibur Mispavali, which is the time that's Miyuka, not the fact that there's a Tzibur. Then we have the Mokum Kavua L'Tvilasai, which is where it is that you're normally Mispavali. Then we have the din of Beit HaKnesset per se, which is not only the Mokum that's Miyuka for your Tvila, but the Mokum Rina Shamtei Tvila, as our president just mentioned, which is a Beit HaKnesset. And then we have this concept of Shaarei HaMitzuyanim Ba'alocha. There's many different shitas among the Poskim as to what combination of these is more valuable than what other combination. There's other issues that we haven't discussed yet, which is in Yonim, like, you know, Tefillah Ve'at Kivat Tikkun. When you're going to be mispar, we're not up to that sugi yet. But all of those are thrown into a pot, because each one of them is a different value. And they can be connected to each other in different ways. Tvila kevatikin biyochid, where there's a tzibur that's mispawal in a Beit HaKnesset. Kibur vatikin in your home, if that's the mokum where you learn, where there is no tzibur that's mispawal, there's a tzibur being mispawal at the same time at the kotel. So on and so forth. So which one of these combinations is odd? That is many, many different shitas, which hopefully we'll go through some of them on our, we made up to do a chazorah, not a chazorah, but a Friday, yes, thank you. I was thinking just of that, actually. A Friday halacha review. It's interesting we got some of the ships out at sea, because we mentioned that in this year. So we got some responses, you know, via Morse code. Yes, that's a great
Friday's
idea.
Not good for them.
We should definitely do, we should definitely do that. Good. Actually, somebody asked, whether, do we count votes, cyberspace votes?
It was someone in cyberspace, no doubt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In determining whether we should do such a thing. Right? So I kind of that, on the contrary, a cyber vote is more valuable than a local vote, no? Because, I mean, a cyber vote has no time and place. So it's basically infinity. I mean, it might even, who knows, might even apply to another universe, you know, assuming the information we get out, you know.
Once it's out there on the net.
Anything can happen. That's right. Yamrat Chiyabarami Mishmedu Ula. Godol ha-ne-ne-mi yigiyo yoter mi-yarei shamayi. Someone who is nene from his own work is greater than stam yarei shamayim. Who is it? Yilugabe yarei shamayim, it says, Ashrei ish yireat Hashem. Okay? So it's Ashrei. But lagabe, someone who is nene mi yigiyo kapo, it says, yigiyo kapechat kitochal ashrecha, but it also adds v'tobla. So it's not only that you're Ashrei, it's also that it's Tov, and we dash the Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. So we have one element in Olam hazeh, but it's also the Tov lecha as a reference to Olam haba. So apparently you have a Tov lecha that goes beyond the Yorei Shamayim. Yilu legabe Yorei Shamayim, it doesn't say the Tov lecha, it just says Ashrei.
Implying that the Yorei Shamayim doesn't, there's nothing.
No, that's for sure. Talking about in the level of the ashrav of the person. V'yomer p'chia barami b'shmei d'gula. L'yolam yidor adam b'makom rabo. A person should always live in the place where his Rebbe lives. Shekol zman. Sheshimi, no, the Gemara will deal with your situation in a moment. Shekol zman sheshimi ben gera kayam. As long as Shimi ben gera was alive, you notice that lo nasa Shlomo et bat paro. It's only after Shlomo gets rid of Shimi ben Gera, who was his Rebbe, so only after he gets rid of Shimi ben Gera, the next thing is he marries bat paro. But apparently as long as Shimi was alive, he didn't marry bat paro. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I thought it says, v'atanya le'olam al yadur b'makom rabba. It says, nobody should ever live where his Rebbe lives. Says the Gemara, yeah, it depends whether you listen to him or not. Other kayif le'olam al kayif. If you're not going to listen to him, you shouldn't live there. Amr Avunu Bar Yehuda, Amr Menachem, Amr Ban. My bichti va'ozvei Hashem yicholu. Those who turn away from the Lord will yichlu. They'll disappear from the world. What does that mean? What do you mean turning away from the Lord? That is somebody who walks out of shul when there's a Sefer Torah open, who talks during the time of the Kriya. Zeh ameniach Sefer Torah, actually it says mizman shah Sefer Torah niftach. Until it's closed, it's usher to speak anything at all, even the very Torah. So one who walks out, so such a person should drop dead. Rabbi Avu, nothing ben gavra la gavra. Actually, Rabbi Avu would walk out if it was between the aliyahs. Very Rapapa, how about ben psuka la psuka? Can you walk, especially in those days, they would stop. They would say the targum of the pasuk. So you'd have two different people, basically.
Was that a Kriya?
Would that be Kriya? Sure. They still do that in the show that they might have to know. I mean, it doesn't say necessarily it's talking only about weekdays here. Mm-hmm. So what about Ben Psuka La Psuka, Mahu? Teku. There's some who learn it to suffer, be a Raisa. Because once it didn't cover our term. And therefore it would be also Ben Psuka La Psuka. Ripshashis Mahadar Apeva Goris. Ripshashis would turn aside and would do his own learning at the time that they were reading the Sefer Torah. So the problem is that Tosis is very bothered by this. Does this mean he was being Isaac and learning, meaning he was talking and something else? I mean, the Gemara says in Sait, the Gagufa brings this Gemara where it says, Kivan shiniftach Sefer Torah asura saper afilu b'divrei Torah. So you're not allowed, and people think they could, you know, talk. You see people sitting there talking to their neighbors, saying a nice pshat. It's mamish, a violation of a very serious issue. So how could Reb Sheshes have turned away? It doesn't make any sense. So he gives a couple of possibilities. Maybe that's only if you're making noise. That's all it says over here is that he was learning his things, and the here it's talking about that he was just reading. He wasn't saying anything that anybody else could hear. And he brings from the Rif that the only time that the Gemara asks that is where there's not a minyan that's paying attention to the Sefer Torah. You have a minyan, so he could read his own thing. That's also possible. There's also another pshat that the Rif brings, that he was Terosu Yumnose. And since he was Terosu Yumnose, he didn't have chiyuv in Bechlal, in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. He didn't have to go to shul at all.
That's what he meant.
Others learn Rip Sheshes. Remember that Rip Sheshes was blind. So if Rip Sheshes was blind, then there's a strong grounds to say that he didn't have chiyuv in terms of Kriyas HaTorah Bechlal. That's like Amida Bifnei Har Sinai and so on. So actually, the Aruch HaShulchan brings you need all of the Tanayim together. Someone is there, also him knows, and there's 10 people besides him, and he's not making noise. No, he doesn't talk about the point. He talks about the toast or something. So there it's okay to be able to get something else.
The blind person wouldn't count the minion according to that opinion?
So that's a whole question. Whether the blind are not chayav and mitzvahs, it's, you know, that's the shayva in the Gemara, not here.
We don't have from that
way. No, not generally. It's no gear sometimes. Omer Vuna Bar Yud Omer Abami. La'olam yashlim adam parshiotav im atzibur shlayim mikra v'yechot targum. Now here, again, we see another example of the relationship of Torah to Shalom. Shochen, Tvila. In other words, Tzibur has an interrelationship that is built of, by definition, Gemilut Chasadim, because that's what Tzibur means. Interrelationships of Masa Vamata that are nogea, the support systems of a society. Tvila we saw now, and now comes along the Gemara to say there's also an inyan of reading together. So reading the Torah together, everyone is responsible to complete the parsha twice b'mikra and one time in the Targum. Now, there's differences in opinion what the meaning of one time in Targum is. Because if the thing of one time in Targum is that way you will know the pshat in the Mikra, so then if you do Rashi, it certainly is good as Targum, if not better.
Even though it's not on every pasuk.
Not in every word.
Well, before we talk about that, we won't talk about that until we get to the top of Amud Beis, since you know what's coming. We'll talk about it. But we'll get to that. But the Shaila is, I mean, that they say whatever, Rashi wasn't Mefarish, obviously didn't need Pirish. Otherwise he would have been Mefarish, right? So according to that, if you read Rashi, it would definitely be good. The thing is that other, or an English Pirish, the others learn that the Indian of Targum is specifically Targum. We saw before that it was on Har Sinai. So we dash it on Torah of HaMitzvah, so on and so forth. The Targum is also given on Har Sinai. Or some learn from the Ba'er Hetev. The Ba'er Hetev means Meshivim Lashon. So in order to have the other Lashonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Befarish, the Torah in, we should read the whole thing in Targum. Or according to that, if it's Ba'er Hetev, so maybe English would be good enough. In any event, so there are those who learn that, who actually bring, that's what they did. Many places said, I was naive to learn not the Targum, but to learn Rashi, the Davka. However, the Psak Halacha is, as usual, why not do both? As long as you're at it, you might as well do Shnai Mikra, the Targum, and one Rashi. That way you got all your bases covered. The Afilu Atarot V'Divon. Even the words Atarot V'Divon, which are the names of places, which do not have a Targum, you should read them again. Now, if that's true, in other words, when you're reading the pasuk, say, a list of cities, say, okay, I already said that in Hebrew. Targum doesn't add anything, so why should I read it again? No, afilo atarot v'divon. And the problem is, this leads to David's question. If that's true, so how can it be yotze with Rashi? Rashi doesn't say every single word. Here it's telling me, lochara, you have to say every single word. Now, Tosfos, as a kasha, he says, why did we use as an example Atarot V'Divon? You should have said Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Muvasim is Atarot V'Divon, of all crazy things. He says, because it can't be a coincidence, Atarot V'Divon has a Targum, just not a Targum Yonasan. You have to go to the Targum, this is not Targum Unglis, you have to go to Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yonasan. And there you will find the drushes on atarot v'divon. So, I mean, because if it meant words, so then you shouldn't have to say stam the words again. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's talking over here, dafka the atarot v'divon, because there you do have targum. But l'chor ru'udein v'shimen, you wouldn't have to say again. So if that's the case, then Rashi should be enough, because he's not mefarish ru'udein v'shimen. It's okay. Whatever he wasn't mefarish, isn't necessary to be mefarish.
And the second that are Aramaic, what else have to be read?
L'chor. Yeah, I mean, elsewhere we talk about that. Megillah, the Gemara talks about.
But we do
read.
Amen.
Amen.
We do read
even Reuven Shimon, correct? Because according to those shitas, that it means the third time targum, because it's connect. Actually, some actually learned because there were three brises that were made on Torah. It's connected to three brises of Narvas Mayav Yosef, and you need one connected Narvas Mayav. Then obviously you would need every word, right? But that would not be according to that pshat in the Tosfos. So now Rebbi Bar Abaye, who, as many people, sort of missed some of the parshas, you know. So he figured, okay, you know what, I'll use Erev Yom Kippur. I mean, Erev Yom Kippur, basically, everybody is out of the Beis HaMedrash. There's no Shiurim in Erev Yom Kippur. So I'll use Erev Yom Kippur to learn all the parshas from the whole year that I'm, you know, we'll finish them up fast. Tana Lechia Barav Midiftei, look, you're not allowed to use Erev Yom Kippur for finishing your parshas, because you're supposed to be eating them. Because it says, V'initem et nafshotechem b'tish'ah b'lachodesh b'erev. Now, whoever heard of Yom Kippur on the 9th? V'chi b'tish'ah mitanim, avo ba'asara mitanim. Elo lomar lecha kol ha'ochel v'shoteh b'tish'i, ma'ale alav ha'katuv kilu mit'aneh tish'i v'asiri. So someone who eats and celebrates on the 9th, the Torah is giving him the schar of tainis of 2 days. So you're going to spend that day sitting there and learning. The whole inyan is that you're supposed to be eating. So he says, okay, you know what? So then, I don't want to get into this pickle again. This year, right after Parshas Bereishis, I'm going to do the Parshas for the whole year. That way I can't miss any. So I got it made. So Sovalag Dumines, he figured he'll do all the Parshas. So then he's got, okay, Amalayahu Saba, Tanino Dovat Shalo Yagdim, V'Shalo Yacher. Seems they also had in their Daf Yomi Saba Josh. So then it would always be Husaba. Well, some say it was Eliyahu Novi, but he has other, each generation has its expression of Eliyahu Novi, you know. So Husaba told him, you can't, it says in the Brisa, Shalo Yagdim v'shalo yacher. You can't do it early and you can't do it late. The issue over here is Im Hatzibur. That's the whole point. It's not the learning. We're not chayshish that you don't know the Shlaim Mikra v'yecha Targum. But what we want is that there should be a hitstarfus of everybody in what the tzibur is doing. And as I said, this is opened by the sugya of b'shalom nafshi ki barabim hayu imadi. There's elements specifically of shalom that is meant to be constructed out of the rabbi.
Was it ever known that people actually did it together? Like
in
the same time together reading.
Sure. Wait a minute, Svardim, it's very popular. As a matter of fact, Greg, you in the robot, you can join Shlaim Mikra V'Echa Targum, where it's brought that the best bits of Shlaim Mikra V'Echa Targum is Erev Shabbos Acher Chatzais. So in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, 1 hour before Hadlaka, you could come together and join us. Shlaim Mikra V'Echa Targum.
The whole
thing, literally. Shlaim Mikra V'Echa Targum. Well, sometimes it only gets up to Shishi, but then you have to be mashuin.
But I think they go to hear Chokri Yisrael, and Chokri Yisrael has a different division.
I'm there.
Where is this? Yochanan Ben Zakkai show.
Then they go to hear Chokri Yisrael, which has for each day, and for the Yom Shishi, they leave a whole 3/4 of the parsha is in Yom Shishi.
No, trust me. So whoever wants to come, that would be wonderful. It's a little weak, the attendance. You know?
What is it, 1 hour before?
1 hour before Hadlaka.
Before Go ahead, look.
Right. It's quite.
That's the busiest time.
So all it means is to set your Shabbos as if it comes in 1 hour earlier. That's
people
all.
Have not done
yes. People have not that there. No.
It's followed by
Mincha. It's followed by Mincha and then Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah. And then Kriyat Shir HaShirim, as you like to do. And Rigal Shir HaShirim also. It's also very good.
Holy people.
Holy people.
No. Come join us. And there's no tourists. Not very sure. Fine. Kiriyama lohu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Levanei, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his own children, Ashlimu parshiotaychu ima tzibur shlaim ekav echatargu. One thing I want you children always to remember in life. Finish those parshas together with the tzibur. Two times mikra, one targum is another thing. Always remember when you're shechting a bird to cut the vridim. You wouldn't want to forget that. Yizaru bevridim karebi Yehuda. It's on review down there. Achi yishchot et avridim. And never, never broil a bird where you haven't shechted it by cutting the vridim. You're asking a father's tzavot to his children what it has to do with it. Sheesh. Wait, there's one other thing. And always be careful to give kavod to a gentleman who is a Talmud Chacham and a scholar who has now gone a bit senile and has forgotten his learning. And through no fault of his own. The Amrin Luchot Vishivre Luchot Munachot Baron, we find the broken Luchais. We're in the Oren Abris. You see, you don't have to remember the letters that were on you. In order to be holy. So the broken luchas, you can't read them anymore. They don't have the letters. The letters disappeared. But this person was the luchas. So now the letters were perhaps as a shive luchas. But they still belong inside the Aron HaBris. Omlu Rava Levane. Rava told his children, what I want you guys to remember is, Kishatem chotchim basar al tachtcho agav hayad. If you're going to cut through a steak, don't put it on the back of your hand to cut, okay? Not a good idea. You know those steak knives? They have a way of cutting through your own steak. So Yikidi Amri Mishum Sakana, some say that's exactly why he told them. I mean, he won't have to sew their hands back on. The Yikidi Amri Mishum Kilkul Suruda, others say because it's, oh, what a mess. Come on, man. The Alte Shvu Amitat Aramit. And another thing I want you to remember is never sit down on an Aramit bed. And what that means, we'll have to find out. And the third thing is, don't go behind the shul, everybody's davening and you're wandering by. Achorei Beit HaKnesset, we mentioned before, is Machlokas Rashi, various Peshatim, is Achorei actually in front because that's where the door is, so Tzibur will see you. That depends on the Machlokas we had earlier. Now, what does this Al Teshvu Amitat Aramit? Ikri Amre, some learn it means Lo Teganu Velo Kriyat Shema. Don't sleep on a non-Jewish bed. Non-Jewish bed is a bed where people go to sleep without saying Kriyat Shema. If you go to sleep without saying Kriyat Shema, you might as well be sleeping in a Motel 6. The Ikri Amri, Lotanazvu Giyurtas. Others say, don't sleep on a non-Jewish bed means your wife. Don't marry a Giyuret. But don't worry, it says that there, I mean, so everybody asks, what about, I mean, Yoshua? Anybody he goes and marries Rocha can have any better choices, you know. So on and so forth. It means don't marry a Giyurta when you have a Bas Yisrael who's on a higher Madrega. Obviously, if you find a Principessa, I mean, that's a whole different issue. V'yikidei Amri, others learn a Aramit bed means literally an Aramit bed. Because there was this crazy story, Mishum Maisa, the Rav Papa, and Rava was a Talmud by him. So Maisa Rav Papa was, you know, Rav Papa was a rich man. I mean, there's a lot of money in beer. You know, this is Mr. Heineken knows. And Rav Papa, he was in that business. So he would lend money. And this Aramit woman owed him a lot of dough. And she had a little story over there where her infant had died. You know, sudden Papa death syndrome or something like that. And she hid the infant under the blankets and had the cops in the next room. And when he comes in to collect the debt, so she says to him, okay, why don't you just sit down on the bed for a moment? And then she was going to charge him with crushing the baby, you know. So he refused to sit. So also he went, also the Gabe Aramit, Utsialo Mita, Amrana Hashem, Amala, Ini Yoshev, Achitagbi et Amita. I want to see what's underneath all of that stuff you got on the bed there. Igbi et Amita, Matsu Sham Tinok Met, Mikan Amru Chachamim Asur Leshev Amita Aramit. And so he would give over to his Talmidim, don't trust these guys as far as you can throw them. V'yalta avru achorei beit ha-knesset b'sha'a sh'atzibur mitpaladim, misayei lei l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'yomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asur lo l'adam sh'yavor achorei beit ha-knesset b'sha'a sh'atzibur mitpaladim, because it looks as if he has no interest. This is the ultimate Shechinai HaRaim. It's one thing not to show up, but when everybody else is in show, and you're sauntering by, I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's first, but that's only if there's not another door. I mean, why would anybody question that he's not going to the Beit HaKnesset? If they see him walking by that door, they figure he just wants to walk around the back because he's embarrassed to come in or whatever. This is only if there's not another shul. I mean, if there's another shul, why should they think he's not going to daven? He's going to daven somewhere else. And furthermore, I mean, he could be Kiddush Tachrin and Lesnav, but there's other shul we don't care. Furthermore, lo amr lo dari tuna, velo roit, velo manach tfilin. It's also only if it isn't evident from his behavior that it's that what he's doing is not a zilzul in tefillah. In other words, he's running, he's got like a, he's carrying something on his head. You know, obviously the guy's in the middle of moving or whatever. I mean, he can't walk into the Beit HaKnesset right now. Or he's not running. I mean, he may have very important... a very important meeting or something. He's not wearing tefillin. If he's wearing tefillin, people say, well, the guy's wearing tefillin, but he doesn't care about davening. It's crazy. So in those cases, there's no basis for chashat. Aval ika chad mi'anach let lama, there's one of those simonim, there's no problem.
Who are the Arameans? Arameans?
You mean you don't know about the four quarters in the robot?
Arameans, that's right.
That's what they speak. Tanya Rabbi Akiva, bishloshad varim oheva niyata madayim. You know, I like the meads for three things. Kishechotchim et abasar. I mean, once we're on this topic. You know what? When they cut meat, believe it or not, they don't use the back of their hands. They use a cutting board. I mean, that's unbelievable. So, ein chotchim ela al gabei ha-shulchan. I mean, these pieces, people are civilized. Kishenoshkin, and when they kiss, they do it like the French. Ein noshkin, not the ones that you're thinking about. The ones of madame. Ein noshkin ela gavayat. They use the back of their hands. Ukashi Yoatzin, and when they have something private to talk about, Ein Yoatzin Ela Basadek, they go outdoors. Omer Vada Barava, Mikra, Vaishlach Yaakov, Vaikra Lorachel, Leah Sadel, so no. He didn't talk to them inside, because you never know when there's a bug in the wall, as it says, Oznayim Lakoto. Never what truer words spoken. Tanya Omer Vagamlio, Bishloshat Varim Oevani et Aparsim. I like the Persians for three reasons. In snuin ba'chilatan, they eat politely. Snuin be'beit ha'kisei, they're careful not to expose themselves in the bathroom too much. Ut snuin be'davar acher, in their sexual relations, they're careful. Anit siveti lemekuda. On the other hand, it says that anit siveti lemekuda shai. Who are mekuda shai? Who's that talking about? The mekuda shai are the Parsim. You know why they're kadosh? Because they are dedicated straight for hell. They're mekudashim u'mezumanim l'geinam. So although they may have these nice behaviors, let's not get carried away. I mean, one could say very much about German culture as well. That doesn't mean that they're not mekudashim. Rabbi Gamliel omer, omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara seems to be paskening now clearly that halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that the zman of Kriyat Shema is till the morning. The Shaila is, I mean, he said, Im lo ola amud hashachar. I mean, how about till Zricha? How about till Netzachana? Could you still be Yotzi Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis till then? Or could you read Kriyat Shema Shel Yom before Zricha? What about that, the inter period between the Alos HaShachar and the Netzachama? So Tanya Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Pa'amim Shadam Korei Kriyat Shema Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. You know, it can happen that someone would read Kriyat Shema two times in a night, Balayla Achat. Balayla Achat Kodem Shiyala Amud HaShachar, Achat Liyachar Shiyala Amud HaShachar, V'yotzev Yem Yedei Chovatah, Achat Shal Yom, Achat Shal Laila. So even though you're reading still in the night time, so one is before Alayis HaShachar, one is after Alayis HaShachar, and you'd be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Shal Yom. Oh, wait a minute over here. Make up your mind. You say, it means you're telling me by definition this is nighttime. Because you said it's still balayla. So it's before Netzachama. It's the night. That means that you're calling after Amud HaShachar until Netzachama Lailiyahu. And then you go right ahead and say, as if I didn't notice, you say you're Yotzei Midei Chavos HaKashay Yom. If it's Laila, how can I be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Shal Yom? I mean, in order for it to be Yom, doesn't it have to be Yom to read Kriyat Shema Shal Yom? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't have to be. And as we've already seen from the beginning of the Masechta, we have two different issues here. We have the issue of Yom Valayla as an astronomical phenomenon, but we have the issue of a borrowed term of Yom Valayla when it comes to Kriyat Shema, where it's B'shoch B'chov Kumecha, which is not really day and night, it's rather, once again, the social construct of Shoch B'chov Kumecha. Therefore, Leolam Laila, I could tell you, but technically speaking, maybe it has a din of Laila. V'hodeh Karela Yom, why do I say that you can be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Shayom? Because there's some crazy people that get up at that hour. You know, so the Ika Hinesh the Kaimei Be'aishaita, since there are people that get up before Netzachama, so if they're getting up, then obviously it's B'kumecha. So you could be Yotzei B'kumecha at that time. Omer Rakabach Hanina Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Halacha Kriyat Shema Be'aishai. That's how we paskin, that even though it may have a din of Laila, but it still is considered to be Ufkumecha. Now, Ikedemasil of the Rav Acha Baruch Hanina, Ahadi Yom Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This psak of Rav Acha Baruch Hanina, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, according to the Ikedi Amrei, goes on the opposite mimer of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, where he's quoting this time Rabbi Akiva in saying, Yoshama Mishum Rabbi Akiva, the opposite. That pa'amim shadam korei kriyat shema shtei pa'amim b'yom. It can happen that a person can read kriyat shema twice in the same day, once before the Netzachama and once after the Netzachama. This is the other end of it. Not once before Alos HaShachar, once after Alos HaShachar, but once before the Netzachama, which is the same as the after Alos HaShachar of the other one. The Yotzei ben Yedei Chavato, and it be Yotzei kriyat shema, both of the Yom and the Laila. And in this version, of course, we ask the question the opposite direction. How gufa kasha? Didn't you just say, pa'amim shadam korek kriyat shema bayom? Say, alma yamamu? You see, that kodem and etzacham is considered to be the daytime. And then you go right ahead and say, yotzim yedecho vato hachashayom hachashalayla. And you say you could still be yotzim kriyat shema shalayla, even though it's after alot hachachar, and therefore it should have a din of nighttime. How can you read kriyat shema shalayom in the night? Of course, this version answers the same way. The din of Bishoch of Kumecha is not completely parallel to Yom V'Layla. So, Leolam Yomamahu Ein Achinami. It has a din of Yom before Netzachama. Why do I say you could be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Shalayla? How to Kore Leilayla? There's some crazy yeshiva guys that actually are still sleeping even after dawn. So those people turn it into a time of B'shoch B'cha. Because after all, if we're posketing like Rabbi Gamliel, it means we understand B'shoch B'cha doesn't mean the time that you go to sleep, it means the time that you sleep. And therefore, since people sleep still at this time, we could consider it to be Laila in terms of Kriyat Shema. And it was on this that Omer Rav Acha Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Halachic Rabbi Shimon, Shom Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva, not Halachic Rabbi Shimon, in the first case, that you could be Yotzei the Yom before Nates, rather you could be Yotzei the Laila. Was this Kiddush?
Was it before Alois HaShachar?
No. After Alois HaShachar is before Nates.
So this is
in the first verse.
So the twilight is in Machlokas?
No, it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, or Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Shaman Bishum Rabbi Akiva. Again, all to be further discussed in our great and grand upcoming Friday circus of Halacha. A three ring circus in which Elo Matarim, Elo Matamim, Elo Paisley, and Elo.
So okay. The machlok is only about that period between Rosh Hashanah and the next.
Right, everybody's mining.